Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 23rd, The Centurion's Servant in Capernaum. First Prelude. Imagine you see our Divine Lord looking graciously upon the centurion. Second Prelude. Beg for the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. Point 1. Charity and confidence of the centurion. Consideration. The miraculous cure of the leper wrought at the very gates of Capernaum was as a ray of light to the Roman centurion who commanded the little garrison of that town. Though but a pagan, he acknowledged Jesus, the master of creation, and hearing that he was near the town, he hoped to obtain a favor from him in the cure of a servant who was dear to him and who suffered from palsy. And he sent Jewish elders to Jesus. They pleaded his cause, saying, He is worthy that thou shouldst do this for him, for he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Application. How beautiful is the charity of this Gentile in respect not of relation or friend, but of a servant. It was an active, generous charity. After having spent much for him on physicians, he hastened to seek help from Jesus, exposing himself to the blame and ridicule of the other pagans. It was a disinterested, universal charity. At his own cost, he had built a synagogue for a subjugated people, whose frequent revolts had made them odious to their conquerors. If such was the charity of a man who understood neither its motive nor its supernatural merit, what ought to be ours in respect to our brethren in Jesus Christ? What shame it will be for us if our charity is less active, less generous, less disinterested than his. Is it not so sometimes? Let us reflect and examine ourselves, entering into details. Point 2. Humility and lively faith of the centurion. Consideration. And when he had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, and is grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion making answer said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to this, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. His meaning was, Far easier is it then for thee, who art master of all creation, to speak to the malady, and it will obey thee. My servant will be cured. Application. We all feel the greatest admiration for this centurion, who had been moved and enlightened by grace. What great humility, what ardent faith, expressed with the frankness and simplicity of a true soldier, was his. And what confidence he had in our Lord's goodness. He told his story, made his petition, and had so firm a conviction of our Lord's power and mercy that he could not doubt the result. Why have we not always this faith and confidence in our prayers? We say it is because we are so unworthy, but the centurion had a deeper conviction of this than any one of us. It is, in reality, because we lack a sufficient knowledge of the power and love of our Divine Lord. Point 3. The reward given to the centurion. Consideration. The centurion's prayer, so beautiful in its simplicity, delighted the heart of Jesus. He marveled, says the evangelist, and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great faith in Israel. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And his servant was healed at that same hour. This then was the reward of the centurion, the immediate and complete cure of his servant, extraordinary praise bestowed on him by the incarnate Word, and an everlasting celebrity through the whole world. For the words which his faith, humility, and confidence brought to his lips are placed by the Church in the mouths of both priests and faithful at the moment of communion. Application. Let us bless and exalt God's liberality towards us. We are the living proof of it. Let us make a return for it by a continual and entire self-immolation.